And joining us right now are Sharon Horowitz and Gautam Hans. Our next game is called National Treasures. And when I hear that, I think of the Smithsonian Institution and, of course, our show. Sharon, Gautam, if you could take any object from your closet, bookshelf, your life, and declare it a national treasure, what would you choose?
I can't even pick a tattoo. I would say maybe my hiking boots.
Your hiking boots. All right, you're a big hiker, or mm-hmm. they've never been used and therefore should be put in a museum.
Former.
Okay, excellent. And Gautam, what would you choose?
My standing mixer.
Your what?
My standing mixer.
A standing mixer?
Yeah.
Jonathan, how about you?
I would probably choose the 2004 action movie National Treasure. Starring Nicolas Cage and featuring this immortal line.
I'm going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
He's going to steal the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, yes, he is. He says it so matter-of-factly.
Yeah, it's just what he has to do. So in this next challenge, I'm going to describe some famous items from the Smithsonian's collections, and you will give me the answer in your best Nicolas Cage impression. So, Art, can you give us an example, please?
I can indeed. If we said Charles Lindbergh flew this single-engine plane from New York to Paris in 1927, you would answer, I'm going to steal the Spirit of St. Louis.
Really?
As you can see, it doesn't need to be a good Nicolas Cage.
Wait, what?
No offense, Art. All right, the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go. The sight of this huge piece of cloth over Fort McHenry in 1814 inspired Francis Scott Key to write a certain patriotic song.
I'm going to steal the Star-Spangled Banner.
That is correct. It was a terrible impression, but that is correct.
I'm sorry.
I think that was on par with Art's.
Art was better than me.
Gautam, I want you to have more self-esteem for this round, okay?
What about my self-esteem?
You're fine.
You're getting paid.
Yeah, you're a guru.
It's not easy being this Jim Henson puppet, who was the first Muppet donated to the National Museum of American History back in 1994. Got him.
I'm going to steal Kermit the Frog.
Yes. Yeah, that's the kind of intensity we're looking for. That's correct.
Yeah, you're like a creepy puppet stealer in that moment.
This 14-by-20-foot room appears exactly as it did in its owner's Massachusetts home at the time she donated it to the Smithsonian. And while you can't walk through it, glimpses from three viewports can whet your bon appetit. Got 'em.
I'm going to steal Julia Child's kitchen.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
This white one-shoulder dress was created by designer Jason Wu, who didn't know it was going to be worn until he saw it on television on January 20th, 2009. Got him.
I'm going to steal Michelle Obama's inauguration dress.
You monster. Yes, that's correct. All right, this is your last question. This upholstered piece of furniture was regularly seen in American living rooms from 1971 to 1979 as a prop on the sitcom All in the Family. Sharon.
I'm going to steal Archie Bunker's chair.
You got it. Art, how did this ultimately very contested game go?
Gautam stole this game and our hearts.
Oh. Thank you, Sharon. We know that you knew all of the answers, so give Sharon a huge round of applause. Gautam will be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.